I went to a store in Provincetown called Shop Therapy, all because of a mural. It's painted on the side of the building in a Renaissance style, and it looks like a wild party, full of characters in costumes and hats. But the mural is said to be about just one person's life, the store owner. When I step inside the shop, it smells like incense and everything is colorful, from glass pipes to tie-dye. It's a haven for 60s lovers, anyone off the beaten path.
We were anti-established in 1974. Not established, but anti-established.
That's Ronnie Hazel, the owner of Shop Therapy. He turns 70 soon, wears funky beads, and is a self-proclaimed hippie. But he's also something else.
I'm a workaholic, one of those.
What do you do for fun, Ronnie?
Well, fun, I guess fun is my job.
So when you're not minding the store, what do you do?
We're always minding the store.
He tells me this has been both good and bad. As I'll come to find out, he's made some sacrifices for his business. Big ones. Partly, that's because Ronnie has had a fight for the shop, especially in the beginning.
Well, if you're talking about a shop that's going to sell pipes and accessories and paper that you smoke pot with, you know, I mean, it was alien.
How many times were you arrested?
I believe here in Provincetown, 17 times.
That's right, 17 arrests. And all because of what went on in the store.
Marijuana possession.
Distribution of marijuana.
Dangerous weapon charges.
Distributing drug paraphernalia.
Fighting and assault.
Yeah. Ronnie has gone into some fights with shoplifters.
Like, okay, oh, do you stole from me? Can I have that back, please? I mean, that's not exactly how it works for us Brooklyn kids, you know?
Brooklyn also taught Ronnie how to hustle. Growing up in a household of four kids, money was always tight. So at 12 years old, he started his first business, selling illegal fireworks.
Not just fireworks, but cases of fireworks.
Within a month, he says he made $6,000. That's four times more than his father was making.
It was the kind of thing where my mom would say, oh my God, are you selling fireworks? But the money was there. So in some sense, it was like, wow, he's achieving. So my son is achieving something.
Now he owns four stores between the Cape and Northampton. Ronnie, the self-proclaimed hippie, has become the head of his own empire.
Yeah, you gotta see it.
Oh my gosh. This is your house?
Yes.
Wow.
Ronnie's house is four blocks from the store, and it's covered in art. There's so much, he has to hang some on the ceiling. He shows me a heart made of neon lights with an arrow shot through the middle. It's one of the many pieces he keeps to remember his exes.
Can you show me another of a girlfriend?
You got that, we have that, we have outside.
Ronnie says many of the women, including his only wife, have left because it was too difficult to be part of the psychedelic army. Translation, to sign up either for a life of shop therapy or for one competing with it.
Today, when I say to one of my two sons, you know, you guys ain't working hard enough. And my son answers me and he said, Dad, we don't want to work like you did. I would like to spend more time with my children, not like I didn't spend time with my children. They're not the son of a poor man. You know, I was the son of a poor man.
He tells me working that much was worth it. Ronnie needed to make himself. At the end of the day, I'm standing in front of the mural again. The one Ronnie says is the story of his life. It is vast and colorful. And looking at it, I can recognize some of the employees, the store's run-ins with the cops, the shop stories. But now, I also see what's missing. The more I look at it, I realize it is a portrait of Ronnie. But mostly, it's a portrait of his work. For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Jessica Young in Provincetown.